This is why
we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Nice things. Let's start with good news out of Florida. This story is good because it actually turns out it did not happen, even though it was circulating around a post that ultimately went viral. Had a story about a Lakeland, Florida man who was linked to a story that claimed he hoarded 600 gallons of gas in his above-ground pool.
In the Doughboy?
Yeah.
It's not going to be fun this
summer. The post showed a TV news graphic and was shared all over the place. Anyway, he was hoarding it because gas prices and yada, yada, yada. So it turns out the Polk County fire marshals went and they investigated this, and it turns out, no, it was not a real true story.
Okay, thank heavens.
Putting 600 gallons of gas in an above-ground pool. Although it doesn't seem like a bad
idea. Dum, 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 dum.
You know, everyone wants to meet Santa, but this is not the way to go about it. Edwin Granados is in big trouble after getting stuck in a Houston home's chimney in the middle of the night. Joni and Kurt Mitchell, well, they thought something was wrong when their dog wouldn't stop barking at 12:30 in the morning. They thought it was a raccoon. He's now being charged with burglary because they found Edwin up there.
Horrible way.
In related news, Joni Mitchell is in Houston. So if we could get her out of there, that would be great.
That would be
Joni has nowhere to be.
Ugh. Man. I would want to be rescued in that, but he was lucky he was rescued. Let us go to a 20-year-old man who was pulled over after he was clocked at 112 miles an hour in a 70. But he had reasons. He had reasons. This was over in Utah. He was pulled over Sunday evening. Yeah, 112 in a 70. And a motorcycle, too. Yeah. But the young man wasn't alone. He had his elderly grandmother in the car. Pardon me. It was also, they were like a train. So he was the car that was behind the motorcycle. They didn't get the motorcycle.
Okay, got it.
But they got him.
There. With grandma.
With grandma in the car. Along with his mother in the back seat.
See, this is not, no. Mm-mm.
And the guy told police, with his grandmother and mother in the car, quote, "I drive like this all the time. And arresting me, I'll have you know, teaches me nothing." His mother then said to the police, "Don't worry, he wasn't racing anyone. He was just speeding."
Oh, what?
They did not care and just took him to jail.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's the angry beavers.
I'm sorry?
I said it. The angry beavers.
Okay.
But not the cartoon on Nickelodeon. It is the live version going on in Toms River, New Jersey. Now, this angry beaver is terrorizing neighbors, causing commotion. And eventually caught by patrolman Aspercolis. It's later released to a body of water after being tossed in the back of the cruiser. And if you look at him, he's even taking position. He's got his little arms up. Yeah, he knows the deal.
He's known this before, hasn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a bad beaver.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go to Mount Everest, which is already, from what I understand, not easy to climb, right?
Yeah, there's so many.
Well,
gone.
Police in Nepal have charged 32 individuals with organized crime and fraud charges related to a crime plot which involves all sorts of touring companies, Sherpas, helicopter operators, and hospitals. Guides have been allegedly secretly lacing tourists' food to trigger expensive helicopter rescues as part of a $20 million insurance scam. So what they do is put baking soda in their food, and then that would give them gastrointestinal distress, and it mimicked altitude sickness or food poisoning. And so then they would need to evacuate from, and then it'd say, "Hey, we got a helicopter for you," and they'd take the helicopter. Well, that's not cheap. Anyway, all of this bills the insurance companies, all of this largely fraud, seeking total fines about $11.3 million. Because it's not hard enough. There's your Sherpa over there and your goat looking at you side-eye.
Dum, 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 dum.
Don't drink the soup.
James in Arlington is hard at work on the border wall in Arizona. But India, well, they've got a different approach to controlling illegal immigration. There's no soldiers. There's no ICE. just a bevy of alligators and snakes that they've thrown into rivers along the border.
Fun.
Now, right now, they're non-venomous snakes, but that could change in the near future, just to keep it fun. I will say this is not original.
Well,
you know, Governor Abbott has been warning migrants about gators in the Rio Grande for the last few years.
Well, heck, we got those in the Brazos right there.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, in the Middle East, there's still love. And we go to Kuwait.
Aww.
Yeah, a Kuwait couple recently divorced just 3 minutes after they got married. What? The groom evidently ridiculed the bride after she had tripped. The judge who married the couple immediately issued an annulment.
There you go.
Both parties left the courthouse alone.
I don't need your malarkey.
3 minutes.
You be nice to her.
At least agree to the 2-week ceasefire.
Dum, okay? Dum, 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 dum